This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You want the good news, the bad news, or what's really buzzing around the nation right now? I think you want all three. So I'm going to give it to you. That's what we talk about here on this show. Thanks for hanging with us. And thanks to all the fabulous program directors out there who take America tonight. We appreciate your support. And there are some wonderful, wonderful, wonderful affiliates. We'll be talking about them over the next couple of weeks. In fact, if you're listening to me and something fantastic is happening in your neighborhood, send it to me, americatonightradio.com, americatonightradio.com. For example, if you're listening to me right now in Huntsville, Alabama on WTKI, who's the hero in your neighborhood? Did somebody do something that was worthy of making them the daily salute? I know there are many stories out there. How about our fans and friends on WSRQ in Sarasota, Florida? I'm coming down to Sarasota, Florida for a speech in July, and I can't wait to meet many of you. But if there's something you want to say and you got a question, just throw it at me. AmericaTonightRadio.com, AmericaTonightRadio.com, or in the New York area, WVNJ, send it to me. Just don't ask me about the Yankees. Are they going to win the World Series? We're not even at the halfway point yet. Every time I open that can of worms up for New Yorkers, that's what they ask. All right, it's not about baseball, although if you enjoy baseball, hopefully you get a chance to go out to one of the ballparks and your local ballpark and get a chance to do that. But on a serious note, there is a lot of conversation about North Korea. People are concerned about whether or not the Prez is going to have that meeting with Kim Jong-un. Why? It's unprecedented, too, because we know that it seems like, anyway, with the tests of the launches that Kim Jong-un has had in the last couple of years, that there is a chance that they could reach the United States. And there's a big concern about that, that's for sure. Speaking of concern, are you for the tariffs or against the tariffs? If you're listening to me and you run a multi-million-dollar business where you deal with O Canada and the European Union, you might not like the whole tariff deal. President Trump blamed Canada for the burning of the White House in the War of 1812, in the middle of the war over tariffs, during a call with Justin Pretty Boy Trudeau, the Canadian Prime Minister, to talk about the administration's tariffs in Canadian steel and aluminum. That's where the imports are there. And, you know, he made a joke. When he asked if Trudeau took it as a joke, supposedly, they said to the degree one can ever take what is said as a joke, whatever that meant. But the president was referring to 1814. Can you hear that conversation? Hey, you burned us down, so now what are you trying to do to us? I think it's kind of funny. I would love to have known the context of that. I would have loved to know that. So, by the way, the Trump administration's 25% tariff on steel, 10% on aluminum. Trudeau intends to hit the U.S. with a 25% steel tariff, 10% tariff on consumer goods from the U.S. So that's not good because there is a lot of to and fro. There are some people who are running corporations that you're going to be affected by this. And how does that trickle down to the consumer? You could feel it in the prices depending on how long this goes on, depending on how long that is, right? How about this? Because we live in the phone sphere, that's our era. Everybody's on a phone. If you don't have a phone, I don't know. Who are you? I mean, seriously, everybody has some kind of device. It's crazy. So the CEO of a small wireless carrier that offers consumers an alternative to the major cell phone companies that charge us a fortune say that AT&T refused to run its ads on AT&T Direct TV service as a way to suppress competition with the telecom giant's own wireless service. AT&T is fighting an antitrust suit, did you know that, brought by the Department of Justice, that wants to halt its $85 billion acquisition of, this could be a trivia question, Time Warner. And they now say it's changed the policy that kept Mint Mobile's ads off its pay TV service. Look, it's like a crazy game of checkers. Everybody's throwing the pieces in different directions. I feel like I'm at Discovery, and there are five-year-olds playing with me, and they are throwing the pieces right at me. So they're talking about this ad buy that was blocked, and it was $500,000 to $1 million because DirecTV didn't want to promote a competitor on the service. I guess they can do that, right? Can't they block it? Did they get the money? They did. There's going to be a lot of this ticky-tacky back and forth until they figure that out. Right? Definitely. Definitely, definitely. All right, if you were curious and you're a woman and you have one eye open because you're thinking you got to get up and run and then run the kids to school and then you're going off to work, Costco, Microsoft, Insight Global CEOs are among the best leaders for women, they say. How about that? That they are the best. That's pretty good praise to be rated that way. Talking about working for them, talking about how they treat the employees, like Costco is number one for large companies. Craig Jelinek is the CEO there. And then you mix in a few others like HubSpot, Brian Halligan. Hats off, Mr. Halligan, in Massachusetts. Supposedly a great place, too, for a woman to work and how they treat women. And do you think there would be a day where it's just like, you know what, we're just hiring the best person. We're all good. Everyone's good. We're not having a lot of issues with this. By the way, Apple was 20 on the list. Tim Cook, 20. But the list was pretty long, to be fair. It was a long, long, long list. Even Fred Smith was 21. And then you just go from there. Accenture in New York, Twitter in San Francisco. Best CEOs for women in 10 small to mid-sized companies. I'm just going to throw one out for fun. And maybe I'll give you two. Todd Olson in Pendo in Raleigh, North Carolina. That sounds interesting. And then there's also Noah Kerner in Irvine, California, and that's Acorns. Notice a lot of them are tech places because, of course, tech has exploded. So Twitter, Amazon, Fanatics, and then there's a variety of others. Google, LinkedIn, Adobe, Home Depot, Facebook, yeah. HCA Holdings. You get my drift. We're stepping aside. Gonna take a mulligan, and then we'll be back. What's your favorite ice cream? I'm just curious. Think about it. I'll give you 3 minutes. Kate Delaney, ATN.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I do- did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Dedicate one to the lady. Sometimes a bank needs something to keep you cool. Sometimes a bank needs something to keep you cool. Better look out now, though. Dave's got something for you. Tell you what it is. I'm your Irish remain. Stop me when I'm passing by. Oh, my, my, I'm your Irish remain. Stop me when I'm passing by. See, now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy. Hold on a second, baby. I got to put my banana in Dixie cups. All flavors and push-ups, too. I'm your Irish remain, baby. Stop me when I'm passing by.
Ice cream,
all my flavors are
guaranteed. I don't know why. It's summer, it's hot, and I started reminiscing, thinking back to when I was a kid. When I was a kid, did I think I'd end up doing what I'm doing? No. I didn't. I wasn't worried about it. I was worried about the Good Humor Man, right? The Good Humor Man, to me, meant that I was probably... I was going to get a vanilla king cone, maybe a vanilla instead. One day I would get a giant vanilla sandwich, they called it, which was, you know, just, gosh, I don't even know what you call it, what a lot of people call it, but it's the wafers, and then you've got the ice cream in the middle of it, so an ice cream sandwich. And there were others, so I like the stickless bars, and, you know, that was kind of almost like a Reese's thing. I definitely liked the cones. Am I making you hungry? I like the bars, the chocolate-covered bar. Oh, the chocolate-covered bar was so good. Oh, I can't eat any of that stuff now. Now I eat, like, handfuls of berries. So, Nathan, how about you? What kind of ice cream do you like?
Handfuls of berries, isn't that true?
True.
I try to do smoothies more than I do ice cream, but... It still happens. I grew up in Vermont, and I remember the Schwann's guy being around. I don't really necessarily remember getting ice cream as much on the street. I remember the Orange Sickles and Bomb Pops.
Oh, Bomb Pops. I love Bomb Pops. Yes.
Orange Sickle. Do you, though, and Push.
Do you remember the
ones?
Yeah, they were good. Do you remember the chocolate chip cookie sandwich? They always had those.
Chocolate chip where it was like cookies on top and then ice cream.
It was where it was like two cookies instead of the ice cream sandwich where it was the dark, like chocolatey thing. Instead, it was chocolate chip cookies and in between was the ice cream. That was pretty good.
Whoa.
I know, whoa. I can't even remember the last time I had ice cream. I can't.
I did last night, so.
You lucky. back to our berries. Anyway, I thought that would be kind of fun. What kind of ice cream do you like? You can play our silly little game. Just send it to me. And I'll send you a copy of my book. I really will. Invade the Man Cave or Level the Playing Field. AmericaTonightRadio.com. You can dive on the digits, as always. 855-266-5283. I did my own little unofficial survey. And I found that among a lot of the people I knew, they liked the Bomb Pops that Nathan mentioned. Because they like the pops. I mean, they like popsicles, and that's what they wanted when the good humor truck came around. I just remember hearing the bell. It's like we just knew it. It went round and round, and it just kept playing, and you knew. And it's like, psychologically, they had to, of course they did. They knew that they would get us that way, and of course, what parent is disagreeing? It's part of that whole ritual. I mean, I'm not saying every day, but certainly, they sent you out with your handfuls of cash, and they wanted something, and they told you to get something, and that's what would happen. And that's exactly what happened. I had an Aunt Agnes, and she would say, go ahead, run out and get whatever, and then bring her something back. And that kind of became a weekly thing that happened maybe once or twice a week, no more than twice a week. Oh, good days. See that? We weren't worried about being on any phones. Ugh, nobody had a phone. Not then. We didn't have a phone. Now they grow up with phones. My nephew, who is 16, and Owen and I have talked about him, and he was actually on the air last week, he has a phone for the first time, and he doesn't really even use it. He just texts on it. He's gotten good at texting. But one of the things I loved about him growing up is he never wanted a phone. He didn't pay attention to the phone. I mean, I just thought it was great. So we didn't have the issue of him constantly being on it constantly. Now, who knows? But I know this. When he flew to see me, he was not on JetBlue. JetBlue is joining a bunch of airlines that are making it harder for passengers to bring emotional support animals on board. JetBlue announced that starting July 11th, it's going to require the customers to submit forms from a veterinarian vouching for the animal's fitness and vaccinations. Customers will have to tell JetBlue 48 hours in advance if they'll be traveling with the support animal. They must accept liability if the animal hurts someone or damages property. And the liability clause is similar to the one at United Airlines. Because unlike service dogs, like guide dogs, support animals don't need special training. Airline pet fees are waived for support animals, and the numbers have soared, I guess, for these support animals. And it makes sense. I mean, if you need a support animal, you need a support animal. I have a friend who is blind, and she has a dog that that dog is her faithful companion. She can't go anywhere without the dog. But they're not saying dogs because they're saying other animals. They're saying support animals. And it makes it, what are the support animals? Pet raccoons? I don't know. What are support animals? Elephants? I mean, of course, I'm joking. But what are they if they're not dogs? I thought this was a job exclusively assigned to golden retrievers or Labradors. I had no idea you could apply for this job if you were a squirrel. Perhaps if you were an armadillo. I don't know. It makes no sense to me. Emotional support. Can you imagine a bird? I got to bring my birds on this plane. Oh, would we not all go crazy? Yeah, we'd go crazy is what would happen. Since we're kind of going in this direction anyway, I'm going to stay here for a second with the whole travel thing. American Airlines apologized after shredded suitcases were greeting some of the flyers at baggage claim. Oh, I can't even imagine. A perfect weekend getaway, and then you come back to Dallas, Fort Worth. You wait. Your bag doesn't come around. Then you start speculating what's going to happen. Oh, I hope someone didn't pick it up. Oh, my favorite things were in it. And then you find your bag is over in a corner. It's heaped in a bin. Half of the bags are in there with them, and they're destroyed. So, I guess what happened was the suitcase was shredded. Most of the clothes were shredded. There was black grease, toothpaste, all kinds of crazy things that must have exploded on it. And it was just ripped. And then this inside, of course, the belongings are gone. But there is kind of a lesson in this, I think. You know, American Airlines, when the American Airlines heard about the destroyed luggage, they did apologize, and they told her they were sending her a $3,500 check for the damages and a $300 travel voucher. Listen, we're going to give you thousands for the bag and the shreddedness, and then a $300 travel voucher. But see, here's the thing. I mean, what do you have in there? How much are the clothes? Probably not $3,500, but maybe she had other things. I don't know. Apparently, American 2017 transported more than 160 million checked bags, and they occasionally get broke or damaged, but not that often. But the fact that it was shredded is just, I think, the craziest thing. The craziest thing. If you've ever lost a bag, you know what that's like. I lost a bag from Dallas to Miami. Oh, and of course, they're going to take the bag to you, and they're going to deliver it at 3 in the morning. We have your bag. There's the good news. Please stay up, because we're going to deliver it to your doorstep at 3 a.m. Oh, really? If you can travel light and you can take your luggage on, that is the way to go, my friends. Because then you don't have to stop at baggage claim. You don't have to worry about your luggage. You don't have to pay the extra freight for it. Because almost every airline now, they do, unless you're a frequent flyer with some big status. Otherwise, you're usually paying something for the bag. Something. I'm going to introduce you to a really cool author in just a few moments in our virtual green room. Stay with us here on America Tonight.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Both sides say denuclearization is a key agenda item as President Trump makes final preparations for a summit with North Korea's Kim Jong-un in Singapore.
Democratic Congressman Eric Swalwell believes that President Trump's criticism of allies at the G7 meeting in Canada reduces his negotiating power at Tuesday's summit with the North Korean dictator.
He could have gone off to Singapore with, you know, momentum. Instead, now I think he goes to Singapore weakened, and the best way for us to enforce what we're going to need to enforce and verify against North Korea is having allies in Great Britain and France and Canada. Now we go there weakened, and North Korea, I think, will look at us as not necessarily having the strength that we've had in prior negotiations.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get a
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Wait till you meet our next guest. He's in our virtual green room right now, Joaquin Lopez. Has written a book called Exiled, Book One of the Godstone Trilogy. And if you're looking for the genre, it's, gosh, fiction, fantasy, really interesting read. And pretty much anybody over the age of 15 will understand this book and really appreciate what Joaquin has put together. Thank you so much for joining us on ATN. Appreciate it.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
So let's talk about pulling this book together and what made you decide you were going to write this book, especially because your background is, and I'll have you tell us about it, that you were born a migrant farm worker, but now a banker and a writer part-time. How neat is that? So I'm sure there's a ton of experiences we could talk about. But what made you decide you wanted to write this?
Well, I went to the local university at night. I was working full time and going to school at night. When I got done with my degree, I had all this extra time on my hands. And so I started reading a lot of this, you know, fiction fantasy genre. After years and many, many books of this, I thought I could do this myself. So I thought I'd give it a try. And that's how I came up with the idea to try writing.
Yeah, and tackling fiction fantasy, I mean, there's just so much you can do with that. And, you know, the characters and where you can take the characters. Was it fun to pull the characters together?
It was a lot of fun. You know, I pulled from my own personal experience and how I thought a person or an individual should handle certain situations. And so from that experience is what I put that into the characters.
So do you have, sometimes when we write, and I've talked to a lot of writers, they kind of have a favorite character. Do you have a favorite character in Exiled Book One of the Godstone Trilogy?
Yes, I do. My favorite character in this book is Jack, and that's who the story is centered around. And, you know, he's just an all-around good guy, and so I like him.
Jack. So tell us more about Jack. Someone reads the book and they meet Jack. What is Jack like?
Well, when the book starts, Jack is 8 years old, and he's grown up in the palace, and so, you know, he's just a typical 8-year old boy, and the book is about everything that he has to go through, and he has to grow up away from his family and friends, because he gets, as the book is titled, Exiled, and everything that he has to go through growing up to get back home. And he's just a very interesting character. And if I was going to be relive my life, I should say, I'd like to be just like Jack.
I love that. So from starting at 8, he wants to get back to where he's from. And so when you say he, and we see that with the character, he goes through those peaks and valleys. What was, because I don't want to give everything away in the book, but what was the worst thing that Jack went through?
Well, he has to, as part of the exiled process, he gets sent out into the desert. And so he has to cross a desert by himself without any food or anything, just his own brains and willpower and desire to survive. So that makes it very, very tough on him.
Oh, yeah, because what happens when you go to a desert? Food, mirages, you can't find it, you're looking for water, that whole theme, yeah, is really excellent to take us down that path. When you were putting this together, Joaquin, and we're speaking with Joaquin Lopez, he's the author of this excellent book, Exiled, Book One of the Godstone Trilogy. When you were putting this together, did you feel like the characters were taking you on the journey?
Absolutely. That was part of made it so much fun to do, is the fact that I could take the journey along with the characters. Then I felt like I was experiencing the same thing that the characters were experiencing. So that makes it fun.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. You, and you're writing it and experiencing it at the same time. Is there somebody that you follow in that the fiction fantasy genre that you really like, that kind of is someone that inspired you to write?
Yes, there's actually several authors that I follow, starting with Robert Jordan, and there's Timothy Zahn and Sarah Douglas. You know, I enjoy them. Terry Brooks. I enjoyed reading all of their stuff, and it was all of their books that I was reading when I decided to give it a shot.
Yeah, I'm really familiar with Robert Jordan. Is there a particular book that you like, that's your favorite book? Is it easy to boil that down?
I love his series, the Wheel of Time series. It's 15 books. I love that entire series.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. And it keeps us on that path, like much like you did, where you want to read more. So I'm imagining that Jack, et cetera, will be seeing more of these characters. Am I right?
Oh, absolutely.
And that's why it's called Exiled Book One of the Godstone Trilogy. And to, again, not to give too much away, because we know people are going to want to go out and grab your book, Joaquin, but the Godstone Trilogy, explain that.
Okay, well, the book is centered around the Godstone, and what the Godstone is a sword that has a stone in the middle of the hilt, and that stone is is empowered with the power of the gods. And the last time the gods gave that power to a human was 3,000 years ago, and they promised a chosen one would come and be able to take the and wield the sword. And so eventually Jack will become the chosen one, but that's later down the line in another book.
All right, I like that. Later down the line. You know, it's so I'm trying not to give all the everything away to listeners, because I've read the book. And in the, you know, as we talk about the Godstone trilogy, and you mentioned the writers who influenced you and the whole idea of the fantasy fiction, you know, writing fiction that's fantasy, and it's so popular right now too. There's no question. A lot of people really enjoy that. When you do research for this kind of a book, you really have to let your mind wander, don't you?
Absolutely, yes. You know, it's kind of hard to do research because, you know, since it is, you know, fiction fantasy, I mean, the sky's the limit. So you have to research a particular topic and just do research on the topic, and then you take that topic and put it into your story.
Boy, yeah, that's the truth. And so for you, when you were pulling this together and you talked about that, how long did it take you to write this, Joaquin?
It took me a year to write the book from start to finish. And it just, you know, since I was only doing it part-time and working full-time, so I did it in the evenings when I would get home from work and on weekends. And you know, it just, you know, It took a year between all the writing and doing the research and then jotting down notes and then going through my notes and getting everything together and fitting the story in my mind the way I wanted it and then put it in on paper. You know, it just took me that long.
And as you said, because you know, I mentioned this at the top, you're a writer part-time and you're a banker. So, boy, that's an interesting combination. What do the people at the bank think?
Actually, I've had several of the employees there that actually bought copies of the book and have read it, and they like it. They think it's really cool that I did this, and several of them thought it was really cool that I was doing this interview.
But that's nice. I love that. And I mentioned this, that you were a migrant farm worker. They went to night school and, oh, wow, you just had that desire in you. And I think it's a fabulous story. So tell everybody what that transition was like for you. Did you just know, hey, I'm going to grab the brass ring?
Well, you know, growing up a migrant farm worker and having to work those long hours out in the hot sun, I knew I didn't want to do that for the rest of my life. And so when I got the chance to go to school, I would apply myself in school, and I did good in school. And then once I got out, I availed myself of grants and different things and scholarships so that I could go to school. And I went my first year of college full time. And then I got a little discouraged with schools because I couldn't get the classes that I needed. So I started working at the bank full time after a couple of years of that. The bank decided that they wanted me to go back to school if I wanted to get any advancement in the bank, so I went back to school at night.
And then the rest is history, and now you're on this journey, too, with your books. And I want to tell everybody to pick up Exile, Book 1 of the Godstone Trilogy. This is absolutely the kind of genre I like, and the book is fantastic. It's fiction fantasy, Joaquin Lopez. Congratulations, and thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, and thank you for having me.
it's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Morning breaks, you'll creep back to the attic, peering out the tiny light with avid eyes, hoping that someday you'll let it go.
To bring onto the show clinic forensic psychologist Dr. John Huber. You know, we talk about how we don't talk about mental illness enough in the United States, and finally we're starting to do that more. And on this show, anything I can do to shed a light on any aspect of it, I absolutely am available to do that, and I've told many people that. And today we're going to talk about anxiety, irritability, and that the fact that that might be one of the first warning signs of depression in kids. Doc, thanks so much for coming on.
Well, Kate, thanks for having me on. I'm glad that you're doing this. This is what we need.
So talk about that. Why is that one of the first warning signs, and how can you tell?
Well, kids in general, you know, they can understand everything we say, but they're learning how to talk still. They don't have the kind of vocabulary that we have, and they don't understand their emotions, so it comes out in agitation. They know they don't feel right, so they pester other people and stimulate confrontation. And a lot of times it even shows up like they have attention deficit hyperactivity disorder.
Wow, so you have to, as a doctor, you have to try to differentiate between that. That's got to be tough sometimes because there must be some similarities.
Oh, definitely similarities. You know, we're always looking for that irritability with depression anyhow, even in adults. But when kids can't vocalize what's going on, it's really hard.
So as a doctor, what do you do to try to pull that out of kids?
Well, you know, a lot of it has to do with the age and developmental maturity of kids. When I'm doing therapy with kids, if you walked in, you might be surprised to find me on the ground coloring on the floor with my patients and playing blocks and Lincoln Logs and trying to get them to express themselves in ways that is easier for them to do that.
Yeah, and that's a tried and true kind of therapy, isn't it?
Definitely, definitely. It's why when you're looking for a therapist for a child for this situation, you need to find somebody who actually has training and experience working with kids and adolescents.
So how can you tell, what are some of the warning signs that you might have a child at any age level that might be depressed?
Probably the big three are changes in sleep, changes in their appetite, and then that social withdrawal. They're just not playing with the friends they normally play with, or they isolate themselves completely.
Wow, so social withdrawal, changes in sleep, changes in appetite, definitely warning signs. What are the
right.
some of the reasons why kids typically get depressed? Is it peer pressure? Is it something that's chemical? Is it a combination?
It's a combination. The same types of things that get adults depressed work with kids, too, only on their kind of a world. I mean, you have a young 5-6-year-old child, and their universe is the kitchen, the living room, and their bedroom. And all of a sudden, you put them in the daycare or school, and now they've geometrically increased their world. And little things can cause stressors for them at that point that can overwhelm them.
Yeah, so what are some of the little things? Changes in the environment, because all of a sudden their world, like you mentioned, was the home, and now, boom, they're catapulted into a daycare where they've got other kids around them, activity, and having to try to meld into that and waiting to be picked up and whatnot.
Well, yes, and then they find their friend, and, you know, it's maybe their first friend outside of family, and all of a sudden a new player comes in, another child comes in, and he's having to share time, or she's having to share time with that person, and it's like, wait, they don't like me anymore, why do they have to have another friend? And they're not developmentally mature enough to comprehend that situation as adults are, or even adolescents in some level.
Yeah, makes sense. We're speaking with Dr. John Huber. He is a professor and teaches undergraduate and graduate psychology at Texas State University. So if a parent's in this situation, how can they help their kids who feel sad or seem like they're always sad?
Well, communication. That's the first step. Put your cell phone down, put the iPad down, get them off the iPad, get them off their cell phone. You know, if they've got one, and talk to them and start a conversation with them and find out what they're thinking and feeling as best they can express it.
Yeah, you're the chairman also, by the way, it's worth telling everybody this for sure, for Mainstream Mental Health, which is a nonprofit that brings positive change to the lives, that's the goal, to lives of people who suffer from mental health issues. So what are some of the things that you've been able to do with Mainstream Mental Health?
Well, right now we're doing a lot of education and trying to get people to address the fact that every one of us has to deal with mental health issues at some point, whether it's ourselves or a family member. Looking at the U.S. data from the U.S. government, 1 in 5 of us meets the criteria for some sort of diagnosis. Unfortunately, only about 1 in 4 of those individuals actually get help. So we have to deal with it every day at work, when our families get together at holidays. And if we don't talk about it, we're not going to be able to deal with it successfully.
Yeah, and you heard me mention that at the top. I can't do enough to shine a light on that because I see that, as you say, 1 in 5 and then maybe 1 in 4 get help. That is a staggering statistic, I have to tell you that, Doc. And why probably people don't get help is because maybe they don't have access, they don't know who to reach out to, they don't think they can afford it, or they don't want people to know. The not wanting people to know, I would think, would have to be pretty high on some people's lists.
Definitely the stigma associated with that. But what we need to realize is, you know, this is considered, you know, part of your health care records and stuff, so they're not going to actually know unless you come out and tell people. It's between you and your caretakers, your physicians, your psychologists, and your therapist and your family. So we should treat it like we would getting pneumonia or the cold.
I totally agree. And it seems to ratchet up, and I'm sure for kids as well, because that's where we started. When you talk about children and anxiety and irritability and all of that, it has to, I would assume, get maybe worse over the holidays, does it?
Yes. I mean, think about it. You're getting ready to immerse yourself in the people who know you the best. And if you've got a sibling or a cousin who likes to tease you about something, they know all the right words. They know all the right buttons. And so it's not always a good thing to take a break from the school stressors or those social stressors that we have to deal with on a normal everyday situation.
Yeah, boy. I think it's wonderful what you're doing. Keep it up for sure. Dr. John Huber, again, trying to really raise an awareness, and check out mainstreammentalhealth.org. Thanks for being with us on America Tonight.
Thank you very much. I really do appreciate that, Kate.
Wow, so I think it's good. I think it's important. I really mean this. I've seen this with people I know. I have several friends who have come to me and have been dealing with something that they haven't told very many people about. And I think it's good to reach out to the people around you, like when you're not feeling right, and tell them, let them know, so that you can get help. And it's not a persistent thing that's gnawing away at you and eating at you and, you know, causing you problems. I'm very happy to say that we're starting to talk about this more, and I think it's super important, especially, you know, here we were talking a lot about kids and what were the warning signs, and it makes sense. All of a sudden you're in one place and you're foisted into school, and I can't even think back. I'm thinking back to what it was like when you, and many of you remember this, when you first went to school, and you could say, well, buck it up, but it's so different now. And I think the ability to see those signs and to help a child or grandchild or whoever it might be, it's so vital when they're younger. Because if you can nip this and work on it when somebody's younger, imagine how much healthier they would be as adults. And that's part of the problem, because of that what happens to you as you're young, what forms, what goes on when your children in those key years, 1 through really 6, and how you pull that into adulthood. So imagine if you're suffering from something like depression, and you're young, and very young, and you have high anxiety, and you have high irritability, but people slough it off as kids will be kids, and that's the way it is, and they're not paying attention to those signs. I think if you could pay attention to those signs at the younger age and have the ability to treat that, again, I'll say that, I think it makes the leap into adulthood a little bit different than when it goes unnoticed and kind of flies under the radar, if you will. So hopefully a lot of people were able to get something out of that. Go to mainstreammentalhealth.org.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.